Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. After a season like no other, there's just so much to unpack. We need to keep talking about it all summer long. We are Triple M Footy.
Oh, it's game on!
Thanks to Brighton's lawyers.
B-O-L-D goal!
This is Triple M's summer session.
And welcome back to Hour 3 at Triple M underscore NRL. You can get involved in Maroon's poll. Should they have breakdancing at the Olympic Games? I don't think they should. Hoops doesn't think they should. We asked Benji Marshall. He thinks they should, but at the moment, 71% say no, Hoops.
Yes, and the switchboard's just lit up here with a message from Derek. Right. He says, ask Maroon about the time at Randy Wicks that he used to do the worm breakdancing all up into the upside-down turtle spin.
That's right, I did.
Is that right?
At Randy's, like as a younger man.
Peter Tunks used to run Randy Wicks.
Well, a couple of times he
threw you down the stairs.
No, a couple of times he was so desperate for customers, he threw me in. He came out of Oak Street.
That's not
and
true.
And threw me in to the old Randy's. Not,
he's a good man, Tunks. He's a tough player. Good front rower.
Absolutely. Plenty to come on our show today. It's a summer show all about rugby league. We're going to lighten things up a little bit next with a thing we call I Call BS. We are going to talk about the Panthers player exodus, have a look if there's any rumours sort of floating around the joint, and all matters pertinent to rugby league. Hour 3 of the summer session with James, the human Triceratops Hooper, and Maroon here on Triple M.
Triple M summer session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M summer session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers with Hoops and Maroon. It is time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
We're just going to let our hair down here, those of us who have hair, and talk about things that are going on around the world that just annoy us. And Hoops, one thing that annoys me and I Call BS today is like all year, right, from say January to mid-November, we're talking about saving energy, saving the planet, looking after the planet. And then mid-November comes along, every second house in suburban Sydney is done up with Christmas trees, reindeers on the roof, Santa Claus coming down the chimney, stuff all over the lawn. Like the money they are wasting, the electricity that's being wasted on these Christmas decorations, I don't want to sound like the Grinch, but it's just getting out of control.
You are the Grinch, you grumpy old so-and-so. Are you fair dinkum?
I'm
you
fair
are
dinkum.
Booing Christmas.
I'm not booing Christmas.
You are booing Christmas.
But why we've got to save electricity for the first 10.5 months of the year, and then we just go berserk?
Hold on. Haven't you ever heard of solar-powered Christmas lights?
No, I didn't.
Mate, they're everywhere. Right. I've got them at my joint.
I went by your house yesterday, and the Christmas lights... Oh, are they still up from last year, are they?
Take that back. No, in the Fedingham department, you can get solar Christmas lights. Right. So you just put this little stake in the ground. It's got a little square on it with a panel on it, right? Boom, the sun comes out, charges it up. It's got a little on and off switch. Mm-hmm. And Robert's your father's brother.
So you're telling me these little solar-powered things are powering the whole thing across the roof with the reindeers?
100%. Mate, the reindeers, Santa going down the chimney, Olaf the snowman. It's all being powered by the solar power.
Olaf the snowman.
Yeah. Right, mate, you should get one of those little wind turbines down at the Little Bay compound. You could power all those lights you got around your joint with that.
I just thought what I might do, you know how everybody's always trying to outdo each other with the bloke over the road's got the Merry Christmas and then the next guy's got all these like fluorescent things wrapped around the house. I might go for the lamest thing, like, and go up to Bunnings and just get one light or two lights and just go for the lamest Christmas decoration in Little Bay.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that you've been labelled lame, Anthony, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I could understand if you wanted to go down that road.
Have you got anything you'd like to call BS on, Palooka?
Mate, I have, I really love the cricket. It's one of the best parts of summer. And so day one of the pink ball test in Adelaide, and the Indians are batting. And, Virat Kohli is their captain. He's a superstar of the side. And, look, he's brilliant to watch when he gets going. And the banter, you can see there's a lot of feeling when Virat's out in the middle, and I was watching it on Fox League, and they had the stump mics turned right up, and Tim Payne, the Aussie captain, and he got this great, they weren't crossing the line, but it was really good, strong, professional sport style of banter mixed in with a little bit of sledging. And Virat is on 76 and flying and looks a really good chance of getting a century. And when he gets going, like I said, he's great to watch. And some palooka who's batting, to borrow one of your favourites, who's batting down the other end.
Yeah.
I believe his name was Rahani. Decides he lollies this drive to mid-off. Says to Virat, yes, 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 yes. Then realises, oh, no, hang on a minute, I'm in all sorts here. Hits reverse, no, 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 and just runs him out. Yeah. Nathan Lyon, it was the easiest run out of all time. And Virat, honestly, mate, he shot him a look that was like, you will never, ever play Test cricket for India again.
Yeah.
You just cost yourself a place. I wouldn't be surprised if he's on the next plane home right now as we speak. Mm. He's on the way back to New Delhi.
All right.
With shades of Alan Border and Craig McDermott. If you bowl another ball like that. You're on the next plane. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's I call BS. We've thrown a bit of cricket in there today. I didn't know you're a cricket fan.
I love my cricket, mate. Right. It's one of the best parts of summer. Yeah, whether I love it all, whether it's the test matches, whether it's the Big Bash. My little bloke loves it too, you know, especially the Big Bash. Mm. So, you know, it's a laugh a minute and it's excitement. You're on the edge of the seat.
Yeah, I love crowds the, I love the Big Bash, but, mate, not the test. I can't.
You don't like the test.
Just after watching the Big Bash.
Yeah, okay. You know,
But rugby league is my game, and that's why you are here. So let's talk about rugby league.
All matters pertinent, Anthony.
And the player exodus from Penrith. They only lost two games in 2020. Sadly, one of them was the grand final. But we'll come back and talk about the player exodus as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M Summer Session is a rugby league show, and it's thanks to Brighton's. It looks at rugby league issues across the summer. And it is, in fact, the number one rugby league show on a Saturday afternoon on Triple M. So that's a massive wrap.
Yeah, it's going gangbusters, yeah. Anthony. And I know how much you love a summer session on a Saturday. I'll tell you what, sometimes I ring you on Saturday evenings and I wonder what you've been up to, what's in those funny cigarettes or whether you've had too many gummy bears. Because, I tell you, the giggling.
A couple
like,
of gummies.
Like you're a little schoolgirl sometimes.
And I get the essential oils out. And the man thong, and you know, I've got the whale music going in the background, and Christine makes me up some salami and cheese and jats, and it's just an absolute. It's a come out there one at the Little Bay, mansion one day.
I'll be right. I'll stay away from the compound.
The Panthers player exodus. They've had such a wonderful run this year, the Panthers, and deservedly so. They are a well-drilled outfit, and when you've got that much talent in your side, well, in the modern game. Hoops, obviously, you can't hang on to them all. But if we talk about the player exodus, we've got Burton. Obviously, we've got Jack Hetherington, another one of them. James Tamo, Dane Laurie, Spencer Linu, Josh Mansour. A lot of players aren't going to be there next year and the year after.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating way that it's unfolded for Penrith on the back of, you know, what was the best season for the club since they won the premiership all the way back in 2003. I can't recall a side that, like, they didn't win the premiership, but the way that their team is being picked apart and having the eyes picked out of it by rivals, particularly Canterbury Bankstown, it has been something to behold. Look, they did happily move James Tamo on. Like, they opted not to renew his contract. In the case of Josh Mansour, who I still think, that's the one that leaves me really shaking my head, Anthony. Like, he's a senior player. He's a statesman at the club. He's a great role model, really good in the community, and one of the most popular players in the team, not just with his teammates, but also with the Legion of Penrith fans. So that one surprised me. I understand that, you know, they have got good young players coming through, the likes of the Forbes Ferrari, Charlie Staines and Dane Laurie, who is also, as you touched on there, he's going to go to the Tigers in 2022. But the way that it's all started to unravel for Penrith, there are some alarm bells there, because as good as their roster is, with so many players leaving, there's no doubt, I'm not sure how long that premiership window stays open for now. Like, yes, they're a chance next year, but, you know, this season, 2020, the one just finished, they snuck up on a lot of teams. They're a bit like the West Tigers in 2005. Nobody really expected them to be a powerhouse team, and they went on that sensational run, and full credit to them. But there's no question in the grand final they had a bit of stage fright. Like, that they were a bit jittery. Then they've had some issues off the back of it with Brent Naden and those types of things. So It's a big test for Ivan Cleary. Trent Barrett's moved on. Cameron Seraldo's another young gun coach who other clubs are now starting to eye off. And, you know, he has had a crack in the head coaching hot seat previously for Penrith when Anthony Griffin was sacked. And I certainly think that he will get an opportunity at some stage in the future. So it's a big challenge for the Panthers next year. But, you know, Ivan knows what he's doing. And I think the benefit of having somebody like Greg Alexander out there can't be understated. So we'll see how they go.
Player like Josh Mansour, who does offer so much, as you said, hoops, it wouldn't be unlikely for Josh Mansour to find his way on the wing in one of the top four clubs if a spot became available.
Absolutely. Look, I get the impression as though I still think the West Tigers are a chance of, I think there's things going on behind the scenes with the West Tigers that it wouldn't surprise me at all if Josh ultimately landed at Concord next season. I think it'd be a great pickup for him. He's for them, I beg your pardon, he's such a senior player and he's great around the group. And he's a good person. He's a real professional. The way that, you know, he treats his body, the way that he trains, all that sort of thing. So I think he'd be a handy acquisition for the Tigers. I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up there. With the top four clubs, the only thing is the money, Anthony. So most of the top four clubs are pretty much at capacity in terms of their ceiling on what they can spend. And Josh is on pretty good dough at Penrith. The Panthers will have to throw in, but there's not too many clubs that have got the money available. The Tigers have.
Okay, and still on the Panthers player exodus, young Jack Hetherington, it will link with the Doggies. And
he's already there.
Yeah, and I would suggest that we saw the best of him when he was on loan to the Warriors and he went toe-to-toe with Jarawarea Hargraves. He can go a bit of a lunatic on the field, can't he, Jack?
He's nice and mad, Jack. He's as mad as a meat axe a lot of the time. I reckon, and I've heard people like Phil Gould discuss it, probably the biggest challenge for Jack is just learning to contain his aggression, use it at the right time. He's a player who red lines all of the time, but he's got to be careful with his temperament that he doesn't become one of these players who's spending as much time on the sidelines due to suspensions and things like that as what he is out on the field. So, look, I think Trent Barrett will be able to harness him and get the best out of him. There's no doubt he'll be one of the cornerstones of the Canterbury forward pack. He'll be the Bulldogs enforcer. But yeah, I reckon Trent and the coaching staff that he's got around him, Dave Ferner will be terrific for somebody like Jack Hetherington because, you know, Ferns is such a level-headed character, but as a player was also, you know, feared because he had that hard edge and he could handle himself. So Jack's a similar style of a bloke, and I think somebody like a Dave Ferner will have a really positive influence on Jack Hetherington.
Good on you, mate. Our poll today at MMM_NRL, do you think they should have breakdancing at the 2024 Olympic Games? They will have breakdancing at the 2024 Olympic Games. 78% say no, no, they don't want breakdancing at the Olympic Games. What about you, Hoops? You don't want it?
No. Well, as Derek pointed out earlier, he saw you at Randy Wicks that night. He's actually added a little bit more detail now. He said there was also some Johnson & Johnson's baby oil involved while you were doing the worm as well. So I don't know what that all means. No wonder Tunksy threw you down the stairs. But look, you know what? Actually, listening to the West Tigers champion Benji Marshall earlier about breakdancing, I'm actually starting to just have a bigger picture look at it. And there is a lot of skill involved in it. Like, it's different. It's not a sport that, you know, when they began the Olympic Games, it would have been on the radar. But, you know, it's 2020 now, Anthony.
Yeah,
so you got to be open-minded about different styles of sports. And look, it is certainly, you got to be super fit and you got to know what you're doing. And if gymnastics is a part of the Olympics, well, breakdancing is not that different, is it?
All right. Well, 70%+ of people say no breakdancing at the Olympics, but it'll be there in 2024. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap things up. It's Triple M's Summer NRL Show for our friends at Bryden's Lawyers. It's a summer session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M Summer Session, a rugby league show across the summer with Maroon and Hoops. We're getting so much good feedback about it. And yes, by popular demand, we'll have the show on air before the rugby league season next year, thanks to our friends at Bryden's Hoops.
It'd be mad if we didn't, Anthony, yeah. because as we know with the greatest game of all, there is always something going on. There's always player movement. There is always some sort of secret deal being yeah. struck. And look, we've got it all covered here for you on the summer session. And we know how much you love having a summer session, Marie.
Absolutely love a summer session. Now, Ali's in Broadbeach. These are all rumours that have come in or spotted. Our staff members, our colleagues, spotted in and around the place.
I think they're calling this Maroon Confidential.
Yeah, yes. Maroon, I like that.
Not to be confused with Maroon 5, no. which won all sorts of awards, over the world. Broadcasting, it's broadcasting royalty, Maroon 5.
Maroon Confidential.
Remember how big that was?
Well, I tried to get you and your mates just put the kibosh on it. A great segment called Maroon 5. The first topic was going to be robotic cars.
You know what? When we come back, right? Mm-hmm. So when we come back in the new year, we will get some of the audio from the original Maroon 5 and we will play it and we'll go to the audience and to the listeners and we'll let them vote.
Mate, I don't even know if I'll come back for the show next year.
Of course you will.
I don't even know if I'll come back, mate.
Mate, well, ever... Bryden's are sponsoring us and doing great things. You will be here.
I've got better things to do, like eat yum cha at South Juniors on a Sunday afternoon. But anyway, spotted Ali in Burleigh Heads. She saw Gordy Tallis outside the Burleigh Pavilion, and he's put so much weight on, the back of his neck looked like a packet of hot dogs. Can you believe that?
Oh, you've just pulled that out of your pass. You've just pulled that. They've been doing a tough up in Burleigh too with all those, I'll tell you what, the storms and the way that it's all unfolded up there. Good luck to everybody up there at the moment because it's batting down the hatches.
Yeah, well, if that's a thing, but if Gordy was in Burleigh, he would have injected a fair bit of money through the economy with skewies and a couple of feeds. And the only problem is if you were anywhere within 10 metres of him, he would have just talked your ear off. He'd have just talked and talked and talked, moving right along. Paul Kent, another member of the commentary team, kicked out of the McDonald's at Kingsford for trying to order a Happy Meal. No, I made that up.
Take that back.
No, but he really, the Sackville Hotel, which is a pub over your way.
Yeah, that is one of Kenny's locals.
I'm told by a barman there that he'd won two trifectas, one after the other.
Yep.
Doubled up on the trifectas, and he was still blowing up. I mean, what's the go with that bloke?
No. Well, I don't think that's right.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but that's what's in Maroon Confidential.
Wait, you don't think it's right that he won?
What's Maroon Confidential's strike rate out of 100?
Pretty good. It's pretty
okay,
good.
We'll go through them. We'll go through them next week.
Wendell Saylor prancing his way along North Beach in Wollongong, covered in reef oil, telling everybody, quote unquote, he looks more like Carl Weathers than Carl Weathers does. Can you believe that? And on that note, that'll do us.
That's an award-winning segment right there.
Maroon Crack Confidential will be back next week. We'll keep an eye on you. Your triceps are getting absolutely huge.
Thanks, Anthony.
What are you doing, dips?
Just stay off the stepper, please.
Down at dips, down at Wentworth
Away
Park.
From no more stepper, no more stairmaster. Come and do a little bit of boxing one day. Be good for you.
Mate. What do you think I'd do to you in the boxing ring? You're ugly enough without me punching you around the ring.
You'd hit reverse and end up outside the ropes.
Mate, I'm not scared of you, mate. And this is the first time you've gone me one out. Where's your little bum chums, Kenty and Gordy, when you need them, eh?
Yeah, well, they're not here. But it won't stop me taking you on, and it'll be straight sets, new balls. No. Thanks, linesman. Mate, thanks, ball boss.
You organise with our men the Spud Bubble, Spud.
Yes.
You organise with Spud to get that ring, and I'll get in there, and I will show you a few things.
Happy days. We'll get Charlie to come down, producer. We'll get Charlie to come down with the video, and we'll get Tony Soprano to video the whole thing. They can put it up on the website.
I'll go straight into a karate stance, mate, and kick the living.
And then you'll win by 100 metres.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got people coming around tonight to celebrate Christmas, so as much as I'd hate to go for a week without seeing you, I'll see you next week.
Can't wait, Anthony.
Triple M rocks the summer session.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.